Protector. I called Hope again when we were about 5 minutes away. She answered on the first ring. He hit me and I'm bleeding. Can you come and get me, please, D? Was all she said before hanging up. I couldn't get a word in. I pulled my pistol off my waist and set it on my lap. Yo, Brock slapped her, split her shit too, I said, as I popped the clip in and out of the gun. Why she with his little ugly ass anyway? Elwood, right? Right, I replied, as Nick parked about a half a block away from her house. I told him to stand by the back door just in case he tried to run. I walked around the front and tried her door. It was open. I held my weapon and slowly crept up to their apartment. Knock, knock, knock. Go away, I fucking hate you, came from the opposite side of the door. Nah, it's me, D, I said, tucking the pistol. She opened the door. He had left her face all lumpy and red. Her skin was puffy and bruised, covered by a mangled head of hair. I couldn't tell where the tears stopped or the blood started. Yo, pack some clothes and come with me, I said. Frantically, she started throwing some of her things into trash bags as I waited. Brock came in through the front door laughing and headed up the steps. I opened the apartment door and stood behind it. Hope, baby, haha, I love you, girl. Where you at? He walked in and shut the door, and my pistol met his face. He raised both of his hands straight over his head. Chill, D, hold up. What's going on? Said Brock as he backed up into the wall. Get on your fucking knees. Hope, hurry up, I shouted as I patted Brock down and checked him for a weapon. Hope saw me holding a pistol and dropped the bag. Oh my God, what are you doing? Stop! I spun around. Get your shit, Hope. Brock grabbed a gun and we tussled. My hands locked on it, but I couldn't pull it away. He was 3 times stronger than me. We hit a wall and we knocked some stuff on the floor. Nick ran in and slapped him across his head with the gun. All 3 of us fell, but only Nick and I got up. I rolled him over. Hold his face. Nick put him in a chokehold, similar to the ones that cops sometimes used on us, and angled his face in my direction. I gathered myself and gave him a series of pistol slaps across the mouth, enough to cause a splatter on my sneaks and tee. Hope's screams narrated the beating. Nick pulled me off. Hope said something about calling the cops, and Nick yelled, "Nigga, she bugging, let's book." I didn't say a word. I just ran down the steps behind Nick, jetted up.